You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network.
Hey, real estate fan, welcome to the show today. And as this year winds down, we're going to talk about probably the most powerful thing that you can use this time of year for. And I know that as real estate investors and also as busy family people or people who have stuff that's happening for the holidays, we have this sense that we need to close all the deals, empty the inbox, and squeeze the last juice of productivity out of the final days of December. But when actually the most powerful thing that you can do with this time is probably to pause. So in the show today, we're going to talk about some concrete things that you can do to make sure that you put the boundaries you need to put, take the time you need to stop for a little bit, and also to appreciate some of the wins that happened in 2025 to look forward into the new year and start it with a bang.
Welcome to the Real Escape Investing Podcast, where we guide you to escape the constraints of time, geography, and finance through real estate. And now, here's your host, Terry Schauer.
Hey, real estate fan, thank you for joining me on the show today. And this is the last one before we really break for that holiday pause, that moment when a lot of us go nuts, have to pack a bunch of presents, cook a bunch of cookies, or perhaps if you don't celebrate Christmas, get ready to go on that holiday, pack the bags, make sure that all the reservations are done. So be gentle with yourself, because although this is a time of year when we look forward to having a little bit of time off of our regular things, it's also a real break in routine where whatever it is that you're doing with the kids or your job or the things that keep you busy most of the time, when we have a routine change, although it's supposed to be something that makes us happy, very often it can add a bunch of stress because it means that we are not in our usual routines and that there's a bunch of things going off in different directions. And so that's actually a little bit the topic of the show today, which is how you can practice intentionally shutting down for the holidays and really making the most of this time that we've been given to stop our everyday routines and to reflect a little bit, perhaps even be a bit grateful for all the great things that happened in 2025, and then maybe take the time to think through a little bit of the things that we would like to see happen for us at the beginning of the year. But I think we, as you know, real estate investors who are obviously concerned with the future, whether it's financial or strategic, I know that for me personally, I can have a real tendency to always be in the future and to really put the planning thing front and center before I've really taken the time to intentionally shut myself down and rest and have some gratitude for whatever has happened in the past. So in the show today, we're going to go through some practices that you can use, you can implement over the holidays to make sure that you get the most out of them. Before we do that, I do want to just really quickly remind you how to consume this content. If you're a regular listener, you'll probably already know this, but if you're tuning in for one of the first times, let me just remind you why it is that I record these episodes week after week. And so my goal with the show is to help you, real estate investor who's after growth, take action and make sound decisions, strategic decisions to do things that are going to put you ahead of the crowd and give you some good results. And also to do that in a peaceful and a mindful way to minimize the stress that can be associated with real estate investing. And while we're on the topic of action, I want to let you know that at the Equity Builders Club, we have now got our events calendar down for 2026. So you can head over there to equitybuildersclub.com /calendar to check out all the cool stuff. All the events tickets are already up. You can grab a ticket for any of the events that are coming up in the new year with my promo code. So that's ML5, Mindful Landlord, like my book that's available on Amazon, and $5 off of your next event tickets. And the other cool thing that's happening this time of year is I am offering some free strategy sessions. So a free 30-minute call to go over your specific situation and think through what you might want to do in the coming year. Also to look at a little bit of our mentorship programs. Our cohort for 2026 is kicking off in January. So this would also be a great time to book a discovery call just to hear about what some of that mentorship might look like that could help you make 2026 one of your best years in investing ever. So if you want to head over to equitybuildersclub.com, the website, you can check out everything that we're doing. But so let's now get back to some of the intentional practices that you can put in place this holiday season to create that space to really take a pause. Some of those might be, digital boundaries. In this time when we have a tendency not only to scroll of our own volition, right? Like I think the iPads or iPhones now track the number of pickups. And like, if I want to be really alarmed, I'll check that data on Sunday and have a look at what is it that caused me to pick up my phone? Did I pick it up to check Facebook or did I pick it up to answer messages? So if you start seeing that you have like 400 pickups in a day, well, it might be time to set some digital boundaries. And especially in those moments that are more dedicated to family time, you might want to just take a little bit of time to sit down and think about how much time do I want to be spending on my device? Do I want to implement some sort of a practice where I leave my phone or the different family members leave their phone on the table at the entrance hall or something like that? And then also just think through professionally whether you want to set up any kind of autoresponders or delegating small tasks, or else make a pact with yourself that there are going to be certain things that you don't look at until the moment when the office opens again, or when you decide that you're going to be working on your real estate activities sometime in January. And I know that this is something that we do at my management company, and I also do it personally, is to just make that pact with myself and with the employees of like, okay, we are now going on our winter break. And during that time, we will only respond to very essential calls. And so we're not going to be doing any responding to emails. We're not going to be doing any clerical and bookkeeping tasks. We're just going to really ensure the minimum services. And we're going to decide now by December 20th, exactly what those specific tasks are going to be. Now, I will say that in the real estate and property management business, I was just having a conversation with my property manager last week that you will see every single year, there's at least one tenant who has the good idea to leave for the holidays. And because we have a lot of foreign tenants, very often they think that the smart thing to do is to just completely shut off the electricity in their unit. And so we inevitably have at least one place with frozen pipes. They don't always burst. It's only in very specific, special years that we have burst pipes. But pretty much every holiday season, we have at least one place where the pipes freeze. So also, if there are any last minute phone calls you want to make to your tenants or send out an email that says, make sure that you at least leave the heating at a minimum if you are planning on leaving for a couple of days during the holidays, or have the neighbors come and check in on your unit, whatever you have to do to put that in place and make sure that there's nothing silly. I will just tell you the superstar story of this, because it's just too great. We had a few years ago, some young students who were living in the McGill ghetto in a condo that we managed, who left on holiday for Mexico. They left for 2 weeks and they left their kitchen window open and shut down the heating in the unit. So that had a predictable scenario, how it played out. They were on the top floor of that condo building. It was like a triplex old style condo. And those pipes burst in no time. And of course, they had changed the locks. We had trouble getting in and the whole building was flooded. So just a cautionary tale of the kind of things that from a property management perspective, you could work on mitigating before you go on the break, but which are also a bit unavoidable. But in talking about that practice of intentionally shutting down for the holidays, I do want to come back to that and just suggest that you have some digital boundaries. Definitely make up your mind what kind of things you want to address. And then also just decide, like, how much of my holiday do I want to spend scrolling? And is there some way that I can set a timer on my phone that shuts down the apps or sends me reminders? Or is there some way that I can myself be disciplined about the amount of time that I am spending on scrolling? Part of, you know, the place where this comes from is that one of the, I guess, main effects that studies have showed about our constant connection to our devices is that that dead time, which is actually not dead time. Like, you know, if you think about the way people used to behave at the bus stop, like when I used to wait for the bus when I was a teenager, I would just be standing at the bus stop staring off into space. And in that time, my mind would have time to work, to think, to get into imagination, to, you know, have a mental operation that's running. Whereas today we tend to fill all of that dead time with our devices. One of the things that you can do that can make these holidays impactful is to just make a decision that you're not going to fill that more dead time with scrolling or with doing something on your device that is not going to really support the goal of resting and taking the time out to just let your mind exist. Now, the other thing I want to talk about a little bit is gratitude as a performance tool. Once, you know, we've kind of created that space and fixed our boundaries a little bit around what our, digital life is going to look like over the holidays. The other thing that's really super powerful is to take the time to be grateful for everything that's happened in the past year, but also to use the exercise of gratitude as a way to shift your mental framing from a mindset of scarcity to a mindset of abundance and resourcefulness. I think that we could get into a really big discussion here about as our consumer society is constantly trying to plant the idea of more needs and more stuff into our consciousness. And that's obviously a tool that's used by consumerism to drive consumption, which ultimately drives the economy. So that is the ecosystem that we live in. And that is going to be the echo chamber that you're existing in if you are on social media and places where advertising is really delivered to you in a in-your-face kind of way. Be aware that that's one of those things that can be supporting a scarcity mindset and this idea of keeping you in the constant framework, mental framework of wanting more. And so part of the way that you're able to counteract that is not just to cut yourself off and create some distance from some of the digital media. That's part of another reason why it's super important to have those boundaries around digital media consumption, but that also shifting more into the gratitude or the glass half full attitude towards life, which really helps you move away from the scarcity mindset. And the repercussions of this are actually huge because when you think about a lot of the reasons why human beings have trouble moving forward, having positive change, and really moving into the unknown is because we get into this really fear-based mindset that puts us in mindful of loss. And understand that human beings, so all of us, are wired to be more afraid of loss than we are motivated by the desire of winning. And in the real estate sphere, this is just so important because a lot of the decisions that we make take us into the unknown and take us into that risk-taking scenario. And if that is coming from a place of fear or of scarcity, it becomes very difficult to have stretch goals and to move yourself into meeting challenges and being in a growth phase, which automatically means going into the unknown. And so the best way to prepare yourself to confront the challenges that you're going to need to confront as you're moving into unknown territory is to come from a place of gratitude. And so that's part of the reason why it's really important to develop a gratitude practice that ideally you're doing the whole year, but at a very minimum, you're spending some time on over the holiday period. And so I want to just give you a couple of micro practices that you might want to implement over the holidays. And that is to set aside 2 minutes when you have a daily win list. And if you wanted to do this with your family, like you could even do it at dinner every day and just ask, the different family members, like, what are your wins today? Like, what are 3 things that you feel like you did really well? And you could extend that to also say, what are the 3 things that you're the most grateful for? You know, it's nice to do this either with your partner or in a family context, but you can also do it in your own mind as you go about one thing. And while we're on the topic of how to anchor habits, the degree to which you can habit stack, so which you can tie that 2-minute daily practice of a win list to something else, is going to make it that much easier to install it in the routine of things that you do. So if you install it like while you're brushing your teeth, or you say to yourself, okay, in the morning when I make my coffee, I'm going to do my 2-minute daily win list. Whatever it is, if you're able to stack that habit on top of something else, it's going to make it that much stickier and easier to go along with. The other thing that is really nice about gratitude, and some of the suppliers in my ecosystem and also us at my property management company, very often we will do a sort of holiday thank yous. And whether that is the very archaic practice, the disappearing practice now of writing holiday cards, or whether it's sending out a personalized email, a text message, or even buying small holiday gifts for partners, mentors, tenants, team members, really just telling the people around you who were indispensable to your success in the past year that they are important to you and that they are important to the goals that you have managed to attain. That can really go a long way. And it's a nice thing to do as part of a gratitude practice to just set aside that half an hour to go through your phone contact list. And at the very minimum, just send a thank you holiday text message to everybody who you felt like contributed to your success in 2025. The final thing that you might want to do is to set aside some time to name the challenges that you are grateful for, the challenges that you faced in the closing year, because they helped you build skill or resilience. This can be a really nice way to take the time to think through some of the things that were perhaps more difficult in the past year, but then to make the exercise of intentionally finding a silver lining to some of that really allows you to turn something that might have been a challenge or an obstacle into a lesson learned or a experience that had you build a skill or develop some kind of resilience. I just want to close out this little section on gratitude to say that investors who cultivate gratitude are actually better at handling uncertainty. And that kind of ties back to what I was talking about at the beginning of this segment, which is that what you really want to be doing is making sure that you are fighting being in the scarcity mindset. Because whenever fear of loss or fear of the unknown, whenever fear becomes a predominant emotion, that is really when interpersonal conflict begins to come up, when this loss aversion takes over. And it's not a good place energetically and emotionally to be coming from as you're trying to move forward, you're trying to effect change, and you're trying to precipitate a better future and also to enjoy your present that much more. And so that's part of the reason why building a gratitude practice is really important. And, you know, obviously it's better to be doing it for the whole year, but at the very minimum to do it over the holidays as you are mentally bookending whatever happened this year. It's an important way to kind of close things out and at least anchor them in your mind as things that you are grateful for or challenges that perhaps taught you something. By way of conclusion, let's just talk a little bit about how you can create some space to reflect on the past year and to create a more intentional one. And so a simple year-end reflection ritual might include something like just taking the time to have a one-hour walk by yourself, you know, by the river, outside, in the snow, wherever you can find a little bit of peace of mind. And then ask yourself the very simple questions of, what do I feel like worked well for me in 2025? What do I feel like did not work well for me? And what did I learn from my experience? What are the main takeaways that came out of this year? And in this way, you allow the past year to inform your boundaries, your goals, and the pace that you want to set for yourself in this new coming year. Perhaps that's a good place to leave this, perhaps a bit of a shorter show that's meant to kick off the holiday season, is to underline the importance of having a rest and a reset in this little break that, you know, our ecosystem here in North America gives us. And it allows you to start the new year aligned rather than exhausted or feeling like you're depleted because you just used the holiday period to sort of scroll, get all your presents wrapped, and then, you know, sleep your way into the new year. I think that's not the optimal way that you can use this time constructively to really stop. And that ultimately, like, you know, like with anything, the degree to which we're intentional about it and we're able to plan and set ourselves up to have the kind of experience that we want to have just means that we're going to be getting more out of it. And the holidays is really no different. Real estate fan, thank you so much for listening to me today. I want to wish you a happy, restful, intentional holiday season. And the next shows over the next couple of weeks are going to be talking really about looking forward into the goals that we're setting for 2026. So make sure that you're really making the most of this particular pause and the content that's in this episode, because in the coming weeks, we're going to talk more about forward looking into the future and how to set strategic goals for the coming new year. So let me also just conclude this episode by saying what I say every week, which is thank you so much for listening. If you find that this episode has been useful for you, if it's moved the needle, if it's made you think about anything, please go ahead and share it with at least one person who you think it could also make an impact with. You can also help the show grow by reviewing us on whatever platform you're using and by signing up your kids, your parents, your teachers, your business partners, your office mates' phones for the show. that helps us get the word out to more people. And I would love to see you out at our Equity Builders Club events in the coming year. The calendar is up on the website. So equitybuildersclub.com/calendar. You can check out all the cool events that we have coming up in 2026. And I will also just let you know that over the holiday season, over this period of break, I am offering free 1-hour discovery calls to go over questions you might have, looking at how you might set yourself up for greater real estate success in 2026. You can also find the link to the discovery call on the website. And until next week, real estate fan, good luck, good rest, and enjoy the holiday period.